News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Cabinet has given instruction for a revision of the Domestic Violence Act. This to ensure that domestic abuse crimes are treated as serious crimes with attendant penalties.
The measures which we have announced are not knee-jerk reactions. These are things that we have been thinking about for a long time, how to implement them, what would be the right time to do them. Of course, by virtue of what has happened over the past few weeks, we feel that it is now the right time to bring this to the public. This government is sensitive and responsive.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing a press conference at Jamaica House last Wednesday. Cabinet has given instructions for an interministerial committee to develop a national policy on emissions. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says a draft of the policy is to be completed and presented to Parliament within 3 months.
Jamaica is not exempt from the issues of industrialization, the challenges between preserving the environment and doing what is necessary for economic growth and job creation. But I think that Jamaica is evolving a deep culture towards sustainable development, and the government is in the forefront of that in many respects.
Mr. Holness was addressing a meeting with members of the diplomatic corps last week. Inter-American Development Bank, IDB country representative for Jamaica, Therese Turner-Jones, is again commending the government for the series of financial reforms taken in recent years to modernize public financial management. Ms. Turner-Jones says Jamaica is on track to create a strong and stable policy environment for public finances, which will be attractive to international private sector interests.
So what you're seeing now, I think, in the Jamaican context is investor sentiment is increasing, consumer sentiment is increasing. There is an environment here where investors are thinking, okay, maybe there is enough stability in the policy environment. There is a fiscal rule that takes effect, by the way, in 2017 in April. I think that matters for people who are investing.
Ms. Turner-Jones was speaking at an economics symposium at the University of the West Indies Mona campus recently. She says recent studies indicate that Jamaica has become a leader in the Caribbean region in public fiscal management reform as the government pursues its economic growth agenda. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade will undertake a strategic review of its structure and operations for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says this will be done in an effort to strengthen the ministry's capacity to more effectively engage its international partners and governments, including the European Union, Jamaica's largest international donor partner. The Governor General was delivering the throne speech at the opening of the 2017-18 session of Parliament last Thursday. He says the ministry will complete the foreign trade and national consular policies in order to better serve stakeholders.
It is intended that the ministry will complete the national consular policy to improve the quality of consular services to Jamaican and foreign nationals. Aligned to that policy will be a repositioning of its network of honorary consuls with an emphasis on expanding trade and investment.
The throne speech was delivered under the theme, A Firm Foundation for Prosperity. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.